Cody, how do you gather your thoughts from a game where you get two goals to win it? What's going through your head right now?
Michael, just mixed emotions. We're seven down at half time. We got the boys into the dressing room. We told them we trained for days like this. I suppose we have them for 10 years now. We really wanted the boys to come out and do themselves justice in the second half. Not to say the first half we were against a fairly strong breeze, and their dead ball kicking from Conor Higgins was exceptional. It would be in any senior game, it would probably be the difference at the end of the day. And we thought that's the way it was going to happen. But our own lads hung in there. We were on top most of that second half, in fairness. Missed a few frees that they didn't miss, but we did miss. But we held on, and I don't know how what happened there in the last few minutes. It's just, I'll have to watch it back just to rekindle my thoughts, because there's so much emotion going on here at the minute. I'm so happy that our lads hung in, and I'm delighted that we're still in the competition. It's a special competition, special to be here representing Donegal, and just happy that we're preparing now for next weekend. And no, I have to say, Mara Felt are a super team, and we're delighted to be in the competition and still in the semis next weekend.
8-0 is a brave mountain at a stage. I can hear you along the line saying, can we get to half time? So 8-0 is a big
it is, and,
mate, it.
And we got two just before half time. We had a goal chance, and we just blazed over the bar, and we got a point. That would have brought it back to someone like probably three or someone. But I know we're down the seven down. These lads are they believe in themselves. There's a belief there in them.
What was the difference in the third quarter, do you feel? Because he's got in touch before getting the chance to go for the one.
I suppose the wind is a big factor. The weather was a big factor tonight in the game here, you know. And they had their big men out around the midfield, and our big man Theo, especially, and Tomas broke and won a lot of ball around the middle, which gave us the back, gave us the footing to move forward. Our boys are good footballers, move the ball through their hands, move it fast. We'll try and put the ball inside our men early. Man, I felt that a wall of men up, and our boys had to be patient then and come in from different angles and that there and try and get the chances and that there. And we did get the chances. We missed a few. We thought the game was slipping from us. And sure, listen, we're delighted to be where we are.
Castledinny won up here today. I was at it. It was a fairly tight game, won by a point. You obviously haven't saw it as we talk here, but what does the next week look like for Four Masters Mainers?
Get back now and regroup, I suppose, Michael, and get back to business. Probably recovery day, maybe tomorrow, maybe swimming pool, or put them into somewhere like that there. Go back and train Wednesday night, one more night. And listen, all these boys are playing college football for Abbey's vocational school, doing pretty well for themselves down there. And their McLaren won the first two games. Most of the lads are from there. So between training and that there, we can only train them one night a week, really, because we don't want to burn them out, you know what I mean? But the excitement of coming back here, I believe Castleblaney are a good team. I believe Clanairn could have come back, Clanagiel could have come back in and won that game, and maybe a couple of decisions had went their way. But we're just happy to be in.